It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. State senators are not just politicians. They're also people. When Republican senators Perry Dozier and Ron Mazzal talked on the Senate floor about the pain caused by Governor Inslee's restrictions on restaurants, it wasn't political grandstanding. It was from the heart. Dozier, in his first such speech, tells us about a couple.
This couple that retired from their businesses, that bought a restaurant back when they were in their 50s, now they're in their early 60s, they expanded to a second restaurant in November. These people live on the west side. Their home is in Puyallup, and their restaurants are in Maple Valley. Both of them had retired from their jobs, thought they would have a long life together in the restaurant business that they had started. They lost the second restaurant 2 months after they opened it when they were closed down. They were being sued by the company that owned the building, eventually piling up tens of thousands of dollars in debt. They were forced to sell that restaurant. They tried to make it on their first restaurant with takeout. In October was the first month that they had profited, a 3% profit. We move into the second shutdown in November. After the 4 weeks ended and the governor extended the shutdown for 3 more weeks, Cindy, who is the wife of Randy, had to go to the emergency room with a heart rate speeding out the top because of the fact that they were going to lose their first business. It took 2 shocks to get her back to life and get her heart back going again. This is the same story that I hear a lot. She had texted me before I got on the floor here and said, last night's windstorm now destroyed our tents. We can't even have outdoor dining. This is a story that I hear not only in my district, but across the state. This one has particular meaning to me because Cindy is my sister.
It's also personal for Mazzal.
I've got family and friends who are in the restaurant business. My family's in the food business, and we supply a bunch of those restaurants. But I have 2 nieces with multiple restaurants, one in Eastern Washington, one in Western Washington. And I've watched them scratch and crawl to try to stay in business. And one of them lost one of their restaurants. The other one, they're staying in business with takeout. But I've got a bunch of friends here in the district who I have to listen to and try to empathize with and try to explain that this too shall pass. And it's becoming incredibly difficult to remain optimistic for them as they just approached a holiday season and were unable to provide a Christmas for their kids. One of them was in our store the other day, and my daughter asked her, how is it going? And she broke down in tears and she said, I don't think it's worth it. These people have reached the end of their ability to see hope. And if nothing else, today I hope that they can look at us and see that there is someone who understands their lack of optimism as they look at the state's egregious regulations and the impact it's had on their lives.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.